For the last 5 years, the real estate business has been picking up on the peninsula. No, really. No, not the value of the property, but picking up the trash that visitors leave here behind. And I'm talking with Kelly Martin because they picked the nastiest day of the year for the realtors to get out there with all the other things they need to be doing and pick up our trash. Right, Kelly?
That's right. And with the amazing weather we've had, we were a little shocked this morning when we woke up. But you know what? We had a great turnout and it's been a lot of fun today.
I have to say, realtors are not sissies because this was a nasty day and they are out there throwing the trash into the dumpsters and just really cleaning up the place.
They really are out there. We've got a full dumpster right now and we've only been at it for about 3 hours.
And you had the biggest turnout ever.
We did. We had an amazing turnout. We've even had some members of the community come out and join us today. So we're really happy about that.
Okay, Kelly, you've been one of the intrepid realtors out there picking up the trash. How's it going?
I'm thawing.
So business is picking up.
Yes, thank goodness.
Okay. What do you got to tell me now about the market? Okay, we're going to be going into the Builders Rec and the Sport Rec and Trade Show here in a few weeks. We just had a huge builders show with more vendors than ever before. Does the economy look like we are going to be picking up and building and moving up into new houses?
We sure hope so. We have been for the last several years, we've had a huge shortage of homes on the market. But now more and more homes are coming on, and we are loving all of the new construction and the builders. We welcome that because we could have 1,000 homes on the market tomorrow, and it still wouldn't be enough.
So if someone's thinking about making a move, selling a property, buying a property, with the aspect that we may be seeing an insurgent of people to the peninsula, if we were to get a pipeline in construction, is now the best time to make that decision, whether it is to buy or to sell?
No matter when you choose to buy or sell, things just get more and more expensive. Prices are not going to go down. Sure, the interest rates aren't great, but you can always refinance later. So get the home that you want, because next year it's going to be $40,000 more.
Kelly, how do I know which realtor I should choose? There are a lot of you guys, and I know you don't like to compete with each other, except when you're picking up trash. Who did pick up the most trash today?
Actually, it was between Forrest Vest and Tori Hensley.
Ah. Ooh.
They each got 6 bags.
Okay. How do we pick the realtor that's right for us?
I just think you need to interview and find someone that you mesh with, because it's a pretty big decision. It's one of the highest dollar decisions that you'll make in a lifetime. So just make sure it's someone that you trust.
Should I have a microphone when I'm doing the interview?
If you like.
Kelly Griebel is known. You see her picture. Everything she touches turns to sold. And along with all her other colleagues picking up our community, we thank you for what you do and giving back and for the Sport Rec and Trade Show. Kelly Martin, thank you for what you do. And don't worry about it. If you don't do the weather next year a little bit better, you'll find another job.
Thank you, Meryl.
Meryl Sikorski with KPAR, the Kenai Peninsula Association of Realtors, at their office right across from Bailey's, returning you to that. No, I won't say trashy sound. I'll say picking up the trash sound of KSRM.